This is Academic Challenge on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM as area high schools test their smarts for points and a chance to be Academic Challenge champion. Academic Challenge on WSJM is presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools. Now, this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the WSJM Academic Challenge. It's going to be Coloma against Lakeshore in today's show. And we're going to start by introducing the team. Who is the captain for the Coloma team?
I'm the captain. My name is Jody Dotson. And our team have Maxwell Binder and Tucker Aaron.
Okay, great. And how about the Lakeshore team?
Sorry about that. So we're the Lakeshore team. My name is Sean. To my left, I have Joey. Over here is Kyle, Ethan. And then off cam, we have a couple of other members of our team. We have Ananya, Grace, Caroline, and David.
Glad you're all with us, and let's get right to it. The warm-up round starts with you, Coloma, the category being recent history. Brexit has strained the bonds that tie together the United Kingdom. Brexit is a term describing Britain's exit from what?
Final answer, the European Union.
European Union is right. Coloma is first on the scoreboard. Now, Lakeshore, what became the largest protest movement in U.S. history in the wake of George Floyd's death?
Answer, the Black Lives Matter movement.
That's correct. Both teams on the board with current events. Now, Lakeshore, math terms for you. Two angles next to each other, sharing a common side and vertex, are called what?
Answer, coterminal angles.
No. Coloma?
Final answer, congruent angle.
We needed adjacent angles. Now, Coloma, what term used in math is represented by an exclamation point and refers to the act of multiplying a whole positive number by every positive number less than itself? Captain, your answer?
No answer.
Can you take it? Lakeshore.
Answer, factorial.
That is factorial, yes. So Lakeshore scores 10 on that one. We're back to Coloma. And you're going to hear some music. Coloma, what was Spotify's most streamed song of 2021?
How could I ever love someone else? And I know we weren't perfect, but I've never felt this way for no one.
Coloma, do you know?
Final answer, road trip?
No. Do you know Lakeshore?
Answer, driver's license by Olivia Rodrigo.
Is exactly right for 10 points. Now, Lakeshore, here's your music question. Which beloved American singer celebrated his last onstage performance at Radio City Music Hall in New York City recently at the age of 95?
When I come home.
How about it, Lakeshore?
Answer, Frank Sinatra.
Not Sinatra. Coloma, can you take that one? Captain, your answer?
No answer.
Probably the coaches know this one. The answer is the prolific Tony Bennett. No score on that one. And Lakeshore, we've got the visual question coming your way. This instrument vibrates to give a musical note of definite pitch. It has two hard steel prongs and a stem. What is it called?
What's it? Answer, tuning fork?
That is a tuning fork, yes. So 10 points picked up by Lakeshore on that one. I have a visual question now for you, Coloma. A rubber blade on a handle, it's used to remove liquid from a surface. Name this tool.
Final answer, squeegee?
That is a squeegee, right. Both teams scoring on the visual questions. And I have now for Coloma a question about Michigan. Senator Arthur Vandenberg of Michigan was a staunch isolationist until 1941. What happened in December of that year to change his mind? Captain, your answer? Time, I'll have to refer that one to Lakeshore.
Answer, Pearl Harbor.
It is Pearl Harbor, yes. Now, Lakeshore, an airliner flying directly from Grand Rapids to Ottawa, Ontario, would fly over which Great Lake?
Answer, Huron.
Lake Huron is right. So, Lakeshore picks up a total of 20 points in the category of Michigan. We're still with you, Lakeshore. Internet in the news is the subject. What interactive technologies has President Biden said are killing people by failing to handle misinformation about COVID-19 vaccines?
Answer, social media.
Social media gets you another 10. Now, Coloma, Jack Dorsey, one of the most controversial social media founders, has bowed out as CEO of what company?
Answer, Twitter.
Twitter is correct. And that's the end of the first period. The score is 30-70 with Lakeshore in the lead. Lakeshore is coached by Suze Miller. Coloma's coach is Sarah Glisson. Thanks so much for being with us for today's program. And you're trailing Coloma, so you'll go first in the 70 seconds round.
Can Lakeshore make some substitutions?
You certainly may. I'll read the categories after such substitutions are made.
Yeah, we're good. Thank you.
If everybody's set, the categories are these. Sweden. That's Sweden. Artists. Tables. And Christmas. You pick one of those categories, you got 70 seconds to answer as many 10-pointers as you can. Any questions missed or passed will be referred to your opponent. If you run the category, 20 points will be yours as a bonus. Coloma, we're pulling for you to do just that.
Category Christmas?
They're going for Christmas, okay. Nice and loud with the answers, Jody. And start the clock, here we go. What's the most popular main course for America's Christmas dinner?
Ham.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
No. What mode of transportation does Santa use?
A Answer sleigh.
Right. What reindeer's name is also the name of a kitchen cleanser?
Answer Blitzen.
No. What song was originally titled One Horse Open Sleigh?
Answer Jingle Bells.
Yes. What glittery bits of metal are hung on a Christmas tree?
Answer tinsel.
In what direction does the star lead the three kings?
Answer north.
No. What does the word Advent mean?
Answer yearly.
No. A young girl's broken Christmas present is the subject of what seasonal ballet?
Answer Nutcracker.
Yes. In Winter Wonderland, the love-struck couple pretends the snowman is who?
Pass.
Okay, we run out of time before we could get to number 10. And on Christmas, you picked up 40 points. So we refer these to Lakeshore. What is the most popular main course for America's Christmas dinner?
Answer roast beef.
It's turkey. What reindeer's name is also the name of a kitchen cleanser?
Answer Comet.
It's Comet, yes. And number 6. In what direction does the star lead the three kings?
Three options. I want to get some. Answer south.
The star leads them westward. From Iran, or rather Persia, it was known as the time, to Israel. How about this one? What number 9? In Winter Wonderland, the love-struck couple pretends the snowman is who?
Answer Parson Brown.
Parson Brown is right, and I forgot to give you number 7. What does the word Advent mean?
Answer daily.
No, the Advent means coming. And so 40-30 in favor of Coloma on the Christmas category. Lakeshore, what's your pleasure?
Did you say tables or fables?
Tables with a T. Sweden, tables or artists?
We'll take tables.
Tables it is. Start the clock, here we go. Family meals are served at this table.
Answer dinner table?
Yes. What is usually placed in front of a couch?
Answer coffee table?
That's it. It lists answers to problems like 6 times 9 or 4 times 5.
Answer multiplication table?
Yes. This square table has folding legs.
Answer folding table?
No. What table has 6 pockets?
Answer pool table?
Yes. A schedule showing arrival and departure of a train or bus.
Answer timetable?
Yes. A heavy rainfall can make this table rise.
Answer weather table?
Not weather table. What does a patient lie on during surgery?
Answer surgical table?
No, a bedside table is called what?
Answer nightstand?
Yes, or night table. And we run out of time before we could get to number 10 for your team. And let's see how many you got. You got 60 points. So we have a possible 30 for you, Coloma, the category being table. This square table has folding legs.
Answer plastic table?
It's called a card table. A heavy rainfall can make this table rise.
Precipitation table?
It's the water table. And what does a patient lie on during surgery?
Operation table.
It's usually called the operating table or operation table, yes. And that's the end of the 70 seconds round. Our score is 80 to 160, Lakeshore in the lead. After any substitutions, we'll move right on into the Stump the Experts round.
Yeah, Lakeshore is making some substitutions again real quick.
All right. This is our last WSJM Academic Challenge show before Christmas. Coloma, we'll start the round with you. We're back in Christmas, Christmas in literature. In what short story do Jim and Della exchange Christmas gifts? Captain, your answer?
No answer.
Can you take it, Lakeshore?
Answer it, To Kill a Mockingbird.
It's The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry. Now, Lakeshore, in what novel does the Pequod leave the harbor on a cold Christmas day? Captain, your answer?
Answer Moby Dick.
It is Moby Dick, yes. Lakeshore, 2 out of 3 is the category. Around AD 1000, the so-called three-sister agriculture had reached the southeast Atlantic seaboard region of North America. Name any two of the three types of crops, the three sisters that Native Americans grew together. Captain, your answer?
Wait, is this Lakeshore's question?
This is Lakeshore's question, yes.
Answer, corn and wheat.
Not corn and wheat. Coloma, can you take it?
Answer, corn and beans?
Yes! Corn, beans, and squash. So that's a big 20 points for the Coloma team. And Coloma, here's your 2 out of 3 question. Name any two of the big four tire manufacturers of Akron, Ohio in the 1930s and 1940s. Tire manufacturers. If you don't know, take
Goodyear and Michelin?
No. Lakeshore.
Answer Michelin and Firestone?
No, Michelin was not one of them. I think they originated in France, not Akron. Anyway, Goodyear, Goodrich, General, and Firestone. No score on that one. Coloma, I have an art question for you. Azulejo. An art form associated mainly with Spanish and Portuguese, produces what thin, flat, glazed ceramic pieces that are widely used for exterior and interior decoration?
Answer, tile?
They are tiles, yes. Now, Lakeshore, your art question, which 17th century artist painted over 40 self-portraits? Captain, your answer?
Answer Michelangelo.
Not Michelangelo. Coloma?
Could you repeat the question?
Which 17th century artist painted over 40 self-portraits? Captain,
answer
your answer?
Rembrandt.
Say it again?
Rembrandt?
Rembrandt is right. How about that? That means that Coloma has picked up a total of 40 points on art. Okay, Lakeshore, this is a category now is faith. What are the two major branches of Islam? Captain, your answer?
Answer Shiite. That's all we got.
Okay, Coloma?
Answer Shiite and Sunni.
Is right for 20 points. Coloma, once way behind, now trails by only 20, and they could take, or they could tie the game up on their faith question. Then I looked, and there was the Lamb standing on Mount Zion. With him were 144,000 people who have his name and his father's name written in their foreheads. From which book of the New Testament is this quotation taken?
Answer Psalms.
It's not from Psalms, Lakeshore.
Answer Revelation.
Revelation is right, and Lakeshore picks up 20 points on the Bible. They now lead 200 to 160. Good game going. Coloma, American Revolution is our subject now. Signing the Declaration of Independence was a treasonous act. What founding father and inventor warned his fellow patriots, "We must all hang together," or assuredly, "We shall all hang separately"? Founding father and inventor, who was it? Captain, your answer? Time, Lakeshore, can you steal the 20 points?
Answer, Ben Franklin.
Ben Franklin gets you another 20. Lakeshore, here's your American Revolution question. Before he turned traitor, Benedict Arnold led the offensive in what 1777 battle in New York that gave Americans their first great victory?
Answer, the Battle of Yorktown?
Not that American Revolution battle. Coloma, can you steal the 20 points? Captain, your answer?
No answer.
It's Saratoga. No score on that one. Lakeshore, planets is our subject now. Io, Europa, Ganymede, and Callisto are the Galilean satellites of what planet?
Answer, Jupiter.
It is Jupiter, right. Coloma, which planet always keeps the same side turned to the sun as it turns roughly once on its axis for each revolution around the sun?
Answer, Mercury.
Mercury gets you 20 more points, and a high-scoring game ends with Lakeshore on top, 240 to 180. Good game played by both teams. Look forward to seeing both teams back in a future edition of this show. I'm Charles Beal, your host, wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
You've been listening to this week's Academic Challenge on WSJM, presented by Signature Dealer Group. You've got their signature on it. And supported by Cook Nuclear Power Plant, Lakeshore Public Schools, South Haven Public Schools, the Michigan Army National Guard, and Berrien Springs Public Schools on News Talk Sports 94.9 WSJM.